Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for Monday, June 27th to July 3rd. So we are embarking on a week with a really significant new moon. We are going to have the new moon in Cancer. Last week we had the Cancer solstice. This week I consider it to actually be the opening of that solstice. Any lunar event tends to, especially a new moon event, tends to open up that energetic portal. So while last week, like I said, we had the solstice, it was a week before a new moon. And so usually a week before a new moon, we're kind of purging, whether it's emotionally. So I don't know how you were all doing emotionally. We have a tendency to lean into cleaning our spaces, to lean into wanting to get things done and settled and tie loose ends. Naturally, we feel this inclination towards that. And that's because we're getting ready. Some part of us intuitively knows that we're getting ready for a new beginning, a new opening. So here we are. So Monday, June 27th, we have Mercury and Gemini creating a sextile to Chiron and Aries. So we begin the week with Mercury and Gemini creating a sextile to Chiron and Aries. So anytime that Mercury, the planet of communication, creates some kind of connection with Chiron, it usually involves a conversation that can heal some kind of wound, right? Because Mercury rules conversations, communication, and Chiron is with a wounded healer of the zodiac. So in this case, because they are coming together or aspecting one another in a sextile, this doesn't have to be a heavy conversation. This doesn't have to be a conversation that feels too difficult. Remember, Aries and Gemini are very direct energies. So anyone with those placements can communicate very directly, and not for any other reason than just saying what is, right? There's no trying to prove something. It's almost like they're just stating facts. So Mercury and Gemini, sextile Chiron and Aries, is about, hey, listen, I get this feeling. Am I right or am I wrong? Like, am I catching something? Am I overthinking it? Let me know. I just want to clear the air. So it's actually a really great day for that. And the week does lend itself to have those kinds of conversations. Just keep in mind, it doesn't have to be anything too heavy. It doesn't have to be anything that you take personally, but it can be something that clears the air in some way. Furthermore, on Monday, we have Mars in Aries creating a trine to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So whenever there's a connection between Mars and Saturn, I like to remind you, you're running a marathon, not a sprint, especially with Mars and Aries. Why? Because Mars rules Aries. So Mars, it's in his home sign. It feels extremely comfortable just sprinting, not having much forethought, just doing the thing on impulse. But the sextile to Saturn in Aquarius is saying, listen, you can try and sprint, but especially because Saturn is retrograde. And when we have two planets like this, like Mars and Saturn, Saturn's energy is going to win, per se, right? And the reason for that is that Saturn's energy carries much more weight in the zodiac. So Mars is telling Aries, look, you can move confidently, you can move courageously, but just know that you're not going to move as quickly as you'd like. So however that resonates with you, however that falls into place for you, think about that. Think about something that you're starting, especially if it's something new, because it's Mars and Aries. You've made a decision, you're going to move forward with something, and you have to understand that things have to come together. But all you have to do is remain consistent and committed, because that is the essence of Saturn energy. Now, on Tuesday, June 28th, we have the new moon in Cancer. So this is a really beautiful new moon in which the essence is always what helps us feel that we're home. How do we come back home to ourselves? just to give you what I consider one of the most important aspects in this new moon, other than the actual new moon itself, is the fact that this new moon creates a 90 degree angle or a square to Jupiter and Aries. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, the planet of optimism, the planet that reminds us to see beyond the horizon of what's in front of us. Can we imagine something better? Can we imagine something bigger? Aries in that sign is about having the courage to see something that we don't see yet. So, because this is a Cancer new moon, and because Cancer on its lower manifesting energy can make us very afraid, we can be very uncomfortable to come out of that shell to embark on something new. Remember, we're looking for a sense of home and nurturance and comfort. That's all Cancer energy. But because of other aspects in the zodiac and because of other aspects that have been unfolding, that sense of home is being asked to be redefined. We're being asked to be much more flexible with what we're working with. And so Jupiter in Aries brings in this aspect of have the courage to do things differently, have the courage to find a new sense of home. So because it's a lunar event and because Jupiter is a transpersonal planet, and what that means is that it affects the collective far more than just affect the individual, I think it's important to note, for instance, the supply and demand chain, right? If you notice, things are more expensive at the grocery store. You don't find the same things in the way that you used to at the grocery store anymore. There's a shortage of things. So because Cancer and the moon have to do with, again, home, nurturance, sustenance, we have the North Node in Taurus, which has to do with sustenance as well. It has to do with value. It has to do with money. And all of that is in play. Jupiter in Aries is saying, okay, how do you expand what you have? How do you have the courage to, if living in one state is too expensive, how do you have the courage to move and create a different style of life, right? Create a different way of life, create a different home. So I bring you this example because I think that it's something that it's very real for us now, right? It's so many people have left their home states to move somewhere else where it's much more affordable to live because of the circumstances that we're experiencing as a collective. So I hope that this makes sense for you. And on a much more personal level, this is about having the courage yourself to, if you want to, you know, move in a different direction in your career, move in a different direction in your relationship. How do you step out of that comfort zone? How do you step out of what currently feels like home and dare to create a new definition of that in however way that rings true to you? Okay. On Wednesday, June 29th, Neptune in Pisces begins going retrograde, and it remains retrograde till December 3rd. So Neptune retrograde, it's really hard to have the retrograde affect us on an individual level. As individuals, we don't really see it. Neptune is a really far away planet that doesn't affect us the same way that Venus, Mars, the Moon, the Sun, or Mercury do. Those are personal planets. Those are energies that we use on a daily basis. The great thing and how we can tune in to this Neptune retrograde and Pisces energy that is intentional is that we can take the next 6 months, for instance, to really delve into our internal work. Pisces is water energy, is the energy of spirit. It is the energy that reminds us of our connection to spirit, to the universe, to something greater, to source, to our higher self. So as Neptune retrogrades, that energy slows down so that we can revisit it in some way. So this is a great time where if you have been an avid meditator, for instance, or you have had certain rituals or practices that connect you with that higher self, that connect you with the sense of spirit and the higher collective, and you haven't been doing that, Neptune retrograde is a really great way to say, I'm going to take advantage of Neptune slowing down. I'm going to connect with this energy of spirit, and I'm going to get back on those practices. That's actually a very personal example of mine. I've been an avid meditator for years, and the last couple of weeks have been very on and off. And so I don't like that. And so with this Neptune retrograde in Pisces, I can say, okay, what's been happening? How do I understand what needs to shift? What needs to change? Maybe my body is craving a different form of meditation. Maybe I need to try something different. And so kind of taking that time to go within. Whenever a planet goes retrograde, regardless of what it is, we're being invited to go in. And then the themes of that planet let us know what we can be on the lookout for. So Neptune represents the boundlessness and the connection to everything and all. So in my case, again, just as an example, it's through meditation, I am reminded that I'm connected to all. And that has somehow been off for some time. So how do I now delve within and see what, if something needs to change, if I need to approach it in a different way, or what does my body want to tell me it needs? Okay. On Thursday, June 30th, we have the moon still in Cancer, and it's on its latter degrees of Cancer. So what that's going to do is that it's going to create an opposition or a 180 degree angle to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So this can be a very, very emotional day because the moon is in Cancer. It's relatively new. Cancer season tends to be a season that is somewhat emotional for a lot of people, but the opposition to Pluto can represent a couple of things. The first thing is that it can have you thinking back on really heavy memories from the past, and you kind of getting lost in that for some reason, giving it, you know, some time and energy. For some reason, you start thinking about someone from the past and it hits you some kind of way. So think about that, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but just be mindful that that's a possibility. Another possibility is that on a collective level, because the moon is in Cancer, it's new, it's the beginning of a new cycle, it represents the mother, it represents nurturing, and in opposition to Pluto, which represents the collective shadow, we can continue seeing certain decisions being made by politicians, by those in higher positions that are somewhat heartbreaking, okay? This isn't to predispose you, but this is just a potential manifestation, may or may not happen. But considering our societal climate, what is happening and what the cosmos are going to do, that is a potential manifestation. This can also be a time in which on an individual level, you are just needing some time for yourself to really delve within yourself, and perhaps some shadow parts are brought up of yourself, and you hopefully you lean into the kinder side of Cancer and you lend some self some grace. You lend yourself some unconditional love and you hold yourself with that love and you say, I am an imperfect human being. This is what's coming up for me. This is what I'm working through. And I can still love myself and I can still move forward and I can still process it and save space. So be mindful of that Wednesday. I think midweek with right after that new moon in Cancer with Neptune in Pisces going retrograde and then that moon in Cancer opposition to Pluto, it can feel like a bit of a heavy emotional week. So tend yourself, be mindful of yourself, give yourself what you know you need. On Friday, July 1st, we have Mars in Aries create a square to Pluto and Capricorn. So this is really interesting, again, because of the societal climate we're experiencing, particularly in the United States. Mars and Aries, on a collective level, can represent the outrage, the anger, due to the Pluto and Capricorn energy, which at a lower manifesting energy represents someone abusing their power. And so those two energies, those two forces coming together in a not very favorable aspect. So that doesn't, again, that may represent that something else comes about that as a collective we feel enraged about. But one thing to keep in mind is that any aspect to Mars is felt 2 weeks in advance. So we could have already experienced it. And I think we did. So I'm just giving you that timeline so that you understand what's happening, so that you understand the astrology behind it. So Mars in Aries, again, represents the individual, the I, being enraged because something is imposed by them by a higher power. When we look at the planets in a hierarchical way, Pluto is a higher octave of Mars. That means that when we put these two planets together, Pluto's energy will trump Mars's energy, because Mars's energy is very young in nature, it doesn't have much forethought. It can be very impulsive. While Pluto, because it travels so much slowly in the zodiac, it takes its time. Pluto rules naturally rules Scorpio, the sign of psychology, manipulation on its lower level of manifestation. So it's very intelligent energy that is willing to take its time in order to eventually get its way. While Mars doesn't think that much, doesn't think that far ahead. It just wants to get through things as quickly as possible. So this clashing of energies can very well manifest itself on a collective level. And I think it has already. It would be interesting to see if something else comes about this upcoming week. Okay, on an individual level, this can be our frustration of being a feeling held back either by our own doubts, by our own belief systems, or feeling held back by someone else. So what I invite you to do with this is that if you're feeling called to do something and your own doubts and belief systems are holding you back, I invite you to look into those. I invite you to hold them differently and to hopefully you have the space to process those things and save space. And you can begin the process of separating from that, or at the very least, not allowing those very ingrained belief systems that came from, you know, society or your upbringing, Pluto in Capricorn, that now affect your ability to move as an autonomous individual in your life, Mars in Aries. Okay. Now, Saturday, July 2nd, we have Mercury and Gemini create a trine to Saturn in Aquarius, but a square to Neptune in Pisces. So Mercury and Gemini creating a trine to Saturn in Aquarius is we're having significant conversations. We're having conversations that can eventually lead to a commitment. But the thing is the square to Neptune in Pisces. And remember, Neptune just went retrograde. So because Neptune's energy rules more of the 5D energy, not the 3D energy, it rules more of spiritual energy where there are no boundaries, where things can feel clouded to the human mind. And the connection to Mercury, which is very 3D, very human mind, while you are attempting to create something solid, to create a solid, commitment, arrangement with someone, the Neptune in Pisces makes it kind of difficult. So this is what I'm telling you and this is what I'm agreeing to. And then there's something in the background that one of the parties isn't aware of, right? I'm not saying that it's necessarily a lie. It could be. Or it could just be someone involved withholding something that the other person isn't aware of. So it's really interesting energy, because what I see here is the willingness or the intention to have something concrete and then something for some reason holding someone else back. Not that they don't want to do it, is that they're with somehow withholding some kind of vital information to make this commitment between Gemini and Saturn, which could be very solid and very honest, not very solid and very honest in the long run. So one thing to be mindful of here is that if you are coming to some kind of agreement throughout this week, because this is an aspect that is active all week, even though it perfects on Saturday, be very direct and be very honest. And if you just have an inkling or like you get a funny feeling about something, just address it. Just address it. And you know, the worst thing that can happen is that you're totally off, you're totally wrong. But at the very least, you are addressing something that just doesn't sit completely right with you. Okay? So be mindful of that. Because this is, again, Gemini energy, it's Aquarius energy. Those two are air signs. So it's very matter of fact. It's very much about asking, listen, I have this weird feeling. I could be completely crazy. I could be completely off, but I just thought I'd address it just for the sake of, again, clearing the air. And if you're right, then you'll thank yourself for actually just stepping into that space, which can feel uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be in the long run. I think that if this week we are in that space where we're wanting to address things, but we don't for, you know, whatever judgment we have about it, I think in the long run, you're going to thank yourself for stepping into that space. And it doesn't have to be where a big old dramatic thing, no one's feelings have to get hurt. And if someone's feelings do get hurt, again, I think the long run will be, this type of conversation can be appreciated much more in the long run, okay? So just leaving you with that. On Sunday, there are no major aspects. This theme of Mercury and Gemini creating a trine to Saturn, but a square to Neptune, extends itself throughout the weekend. But really, this energy is active all week long. So let's say that this has nothing to do with having a conversation with someone else. Let's say that this is something that has to do with you. So this is about saying, okay, I'm making myself this promise that I want to commit to, I don't know, a new workout regimen. But deep down inside, you know that you're not going to keep that promise to yourself, okay? We've all done that. And I'm giving you the silly example of the workout because I want to make sure you understand it. So look, I want to start working out. I want to keep that promise to myself, but I just know that I'm not. Why not? Neptune retrograde. Why not? Am I doing the wrong workout? Do I need a different environment? Do I just not feel like working out at this point in my life? And I'm trying to force myself to do something that I genuinely don't want to do right now. This is just about really addressing the pink elephant in the room, whether it's within yourself or with someone else. Be kind to yourself. This is Gemini energy, Mercury and Gemini. It's about the facts. It either is or it isn't. And that's it, right? It doesn't have to be any deeper than that. If this had to do, for instance, with much more like Scorpio energy or Capricorn energy, where there's a lot of judgment, there's a lot of heaviness, there's a lot of like underlying, just dishonest things that are a little bit more insidious, then it would be different. But this isn't that. This is just a matter of addressing things in the most direct way possible, so that in the long run, because Saturn is currently retrograde and it will go direct, so that when Saturn moves direct and things are far along, that thing that could have been addressed in the beginning doesn't create some kind of, you know, havoc later on, okay? So I leave you with that. May you have a beautiful week. Be mindful of this energy. I think what this overall energy is leaving us with is be honest about where you want to be, what you want to do, and why. be honest to yourself. This moon in Cancer, this new moon in Cancer is asking us, what is our definition of home? And because of circumstances outside of our control, we're having to be very honest about what that means, right? Mercury in Gemini, what are the facts? What is the information that you have? Neptune in Pisces, if you have some resistance, what is it? How can we look at it? How can we look into it? So be very honest about it. Be very honest about where you're at, again, why, and if certain circumstances resonate with you or not. All right. Much love to you all. Talk to you next week.